think it's unfair to the local club because they had absolutely nothing to do with it. So I'm asking the actual GAA headquarters, the Croke Park, the Ulster Council and the County Board in Donegal to show a little bit of common sense and to lift the ban that they have imposed on a local small community club that are struggling to survive.
You were part and parcel of organising this event, and in your point of view, the parish still own these grounds, so why should the committee seek permission from the GAA to host it?
Yeah, that is correct. It's very difficult for small clubs out in rural areas because they are the main vein of the community. And whenever there's a fundraiser held and that is the only grounds that is available, and the club then finds itself very difficult to actually refuse the local people that are involved in everything that they do, that help them on their own fundraiser. So whenever a situation comes up where you have a young man of the community that was heavily involved with the GAA needing a little bit of support, it's very difficult for the GAA and Newton Conyngham, the local club, to come down heavy-handed and say, no, it puts them in a serious place. So they were caught, on a blind side by the community, and it's unfair.